We are learning more today about what happened inside the Franklin Regional High School in Murrysville, Pennsylvania yesterday. Just before classes got underway, police say 16-year-old Alex Rybel stabbed classmates and a security guard before being subdued by an assistant principal. 16-year-old Brett Hurt said he had met Rybel but didn't really know him and that the whole attack was a blur.
I didn't really know what was going on at the time because I was just walking down the hallway with a friend of mine, Gracie Evans, and then it just all, like, hit. She was screaming, and I was just standing there, and then just everything just went, like, I didn't even know what was going on. I was just so surprised. I could barely move because of how I got stabbed in the back, and it was just... had to have help going to the next room and then her putting pressure on my wound, make sure I didn't bleed out.
16-year-old Brett Hurt talking about yesterday's school stabbing in Pennsylvania. Again, 21 classmates stabbed and a security guard. No deaths, though, thankfully. And that stabbing comes just as we approach the 7-year anniversary of the school shooting at Virginia Tech, where a student shot and killed 32 faculty and students. Some states reacted to that by enacting stricter gun laws, and others took the opposite approach. States like Idaho, which recently became the 7th state to allow concealed weapons on campus. Anthony Fernandez is president of Lewis Clark State College in Lewiston, Idaho, and he joins us now to talk about this. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, you opposed this law. What are you going to do now?
Well, it will become the law of the state of Idaho on July 1, and we will follow the law.
And what does that mean for you?
Well, it does mean that under current law, all of the presidents of the 8 institutions, public institutions of higher education, have the authority to regulate guns on campus. What it means for us now is, with a few exceptions, we don't have that authority. Persons that have a enhanced concealed carry will have the right to carry on campuses in certain locations, but we cannot enact policies that would prohibit them from doing that.
And why is that a problem? Why was this something that you opposed?
Well, we don't think that carrying guns on campus is very conducive to a learning environment. We have had professors who have stated that if they are aware of a student in a classroom that is carrying a weapon, that they would be very uncomfortable or, in fact, would not conduct the class in a live manner.
Well, so what happens in a case like that?
Well, we would try to make accommodations as best we could so that the class could continue. I don't know if that would be possible in all cases, but it could be the nature of the class could be a distance education course. It all depends. The faculty senate and the faculty did not support this bill, and many of them have indicated that this will change the teaching and learning environment on the campus.
Although the governor, when signing it into law, said that this was a protection of the Second Amendment under the U.S. Constitution and that people have every right to do this.
Well, that was the position of many of the individuals in our legislature, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the right to bear arms is appropriately regulated in places of special sensitivity, such as schools and government buildings, and I believe that was some of the more conservative members of the Supreme Court.
Now, you have talked about the cost of this, and I wonder if you could tell us what this means for you from a financial perspective at the university.
Well, we're not quite sure how much it will cost. We're talking with our sister institutions to see what the law may require us to do in those areas where firearms would be prevented, like dormitories, like athletic fields and stadiums. At a minimum, we would need to have some storage facilities for students who want to bring firearms on campus but cannot do that in a dormitory. And so that would be the starting point. We'd also have to offer some training, additional training, to our campus security personnel that they don't have now. They are not armed now, nor
right.
do we want to do that. But so all told, with training and perhaps new facilities, new equipment in our facilities, monitoring equipment, video equipment, we think it could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And we should say this only applies to people who are over 21 who have an Idaho enhanced concealed carry permit. And of course, as you mentioned, they wouldn't be able to go anywhere on campus with this in dormitories. These wouldn't be allowed.
That's correct.
We're speaking with Anthony Fernandez, the president of Lewis Clark State College, and you're listening to Here and Now. And President Fernandez, with opposition from people like you and from faculty members and many students in Idaho, why do you think this passed?
Well, I do think some individuals in the legislature believe that this is a Second Amendment right issue. We argued that this is a policy issue and where you draw the line issue. Also, we argued that this is a local control issue. The current law, which will not be in effect come July 1, gives the authority to the presidents and the State Board of Education to regulate firearms. This takes a lot of that authority away. And most of the arguments were arguments for personal protection. I should add that even under current policies, if an individual felt threatened and felt the need to carry a concealed weapon for safety reasons, on a case-by-case basis, I don't think there's an institution in the state that wouldn't allow that.
What about the argument that comes from people who have been victims of shootings? For example, Holly Adams, who lost her daughter in the shooting at Virginia Tech, wrote in support of allowing guns on campus. She said, "I would give anything if someone on campus, a professor, one of the trained military or guardsmen taking classes, or another student could have saved my daughter by shooting the shooter before he killed our loved ones."
I would probably have the same response were a family member of mine in that situation. But talking about colleges in general, those sorts of terrible, terrible crimes are so rare. Campuses are probably some of the safest places to be. They're 10 times safer than the general population for violent crimes, and for murder and manslaughter, they're nearly 40 to 50 times safer. Our argument was that this does not make an already safe place, our campuses, any safer.
One more thing, President Fernandez. If there is another state that is considering similar legislation, but it hasn't been passed yet, what would your advice be to opponents of it to try to prevent it from being passed in the first place at this point?
Well, I think you're asking the wrong person, because we weren't very effective in doing this. I think we need to let them know that this really is a safety issue, and that there are two sides to this story, and that we don't believe that in passing these laws makes our campuses any safer.
Anthony Fernandez is president of Lewis Clark State College in Lewiston, Idaho. President Fernandez, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.